The first week of trial for Sam Bankman-Fried's fraud case ends with FTX's co-founder telling jurors that the 31-year-old stole customer funds from the beginning. FTX co-founder Gary Wang, who took a plea deal, told jurors that eventually the losses at SBF's hedge fund, Alameda Research, became so large that there was no way to hide them any longer. Wang testified FTX was not fine, referring to the now infamous tweet that Bankman-Fried wrote only a few days before the exchange filed for bankruptcy in November of 2022. Prosecutors allege Bankman-Fried stole billions of dollars from investors and customers in order to fund a lavish lifestyle in the Bahamas and by the influence of politicians, celebrities, and the public. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.